We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Hi there, and thank you for listening to the Split Zone Duo premium episodes here on Substack. I am Alex Kirshner, and today I am going Godfrey mode. I'm going to do a bit of solo radio and talk about something that I think is often alluded to on the internet. Sometimes it is memed in different ways, but that is often, including right now, relevant to the news, and that I think people might have forgotten about or not known about or let the details get fuzzy about over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, and that I think is important to show my work on and to talk about it in some more detail. And that's DJ Durkin. As we record this, Durkin is set to become the defensive coordinator for Hugh Freeze at Auburn. This follows a couple of years at Texas A&M and at Ole Miss, where he had been an SEC defensive coordinator before that. But of course, before all of that, DJ Durkin was briefly, for parts of 3 years, the head coach at the University of Maryland, which was my alma mater, and a place where his hiring coincided with my last couple of months as a student when I was the managing editor of the SB Nation Maryland website and was working as a Maryland beat reporter while living on campus, and a program that I've, you know, continued to cover for a little while after that and have obviously kept a close eye on in my time as an alum, as people tend to do with their college football programs. DJ Durkin had a bit of a honeymoon period, I would say, when he was hired as the head coach at Maryland. Maryland had been coming off a couple of pretty lean years under Randy Edsall, who was not the most popular man at the prom, who was somewhat abrasive maybe with the media, with players, with fans, who just was not a very popular guy and who lost a lot of games. And aside from a couple of high points, you know, really failed to carry on what had been a pretty good program under Ralph Friedgen, when the school kind of sort of pushed him out the door / he resigned. Reasonable people will differ about those circumstances. And Randy Edsall comes on. Randy Edsall spends a few years being okay to bad at Maryland and gets fired. And Randy Edsall's last season at Maryland, which was 2015, was the last year that I covered a full season as a beat writer. The fan base was exhausted by this guy. I remember his last press conference at Maryland was after an Ohio State loss in Columbus, and we're all sitting there in the interview room with him afterward, and he gets a benign question, and he just kind of storms out, furious that someone would ask it. And it was kind of a fitting way for Randy Edsall to get fired at Maryland, awkwardly, in a way that was easy to make fun of and that left people feeling like Maryland football had been a sideshow and kind of an unserious operation under Edsall's leadership. So they go into a coaching search, as one does, and ultimately land on DJ Durkin. And DJ Durkin was a really exciting hire for Maryland at the time. He had been most recently with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan as his defensive coordinator. Before that, he had been at Florida. And Durkin had sort of a double bona fide, because at this time, both Harbaugh and Urban Meyer were sort of the envies of the Big Ten, and especially the Big Ten East, where Maryland had been languishing after its first couple of years in the conference, coming over from the ACC. You hired DJ Durkin, who actually worked for both of these men. He had had previous experience under Meyer. He had just been with Harbaugh. And this was, I think, a pretty easy hire for Maryland to sell. DJ Durkin comes across as, you know, a kind of warmly serious individual who knows ball and who is in a good position to get whatever can be gotten. Durkin comes off as this kind of serious but warm figure. Obviously, he knows ball because of the guys that he's worked for, the success that he's had. And I think Maryland fans were excited about what he was going to bring to a program that had shown a little bit of recruiting upside under Randy Edsall, but hadn't been able to put everything together. And DJ Durkin gets, you know, sort of a honeymoon phase like most new coaches get. I remember, you know, he definitely won the press conference when he comes in. He's got this beautiful young family and they're all so happy to be here at Maryland. And he kind of does a press tour after that. I was one of the reporters who did a one-on-one with him, went and sat with him in his office at Maryland Stadium for probably the better part of an hour, kind of in his first few months on the job. And, you know, Durkin was really public in this time about laying out his vision and doing it kind of specifically. Like, he didn't just talk about, you know, we're going to establish a culture here in the way that every new coach talks about, but he was pretty concise about what he wanted to do. And one of the big things that he talked about from the outset was his strength coach hire, a guy by the name of Rick Court, who had been at Mississippi State. This was Durkin talking to a friend of mine, reporter Daniel Gallen, in 2016. He says, quote, "It's so important, I believe, that the strength coach and the head coach are directly in line with one another in terms of what's important, what's the message we're delivering. And Rick and I are. We are totally synchronized in that. And so he's huge. He's critical to all that we do." End quote. Durkin talked a lot about wanting to toughen Maryland's players up and to make Maryland a better conditioned team by methods having to do with the weather. He actually talked to reporters similar time right before his first season on the job in 2016. And Durkin says, quote, "The heat makes cowards out of us all. We are working on some mental toughness, and that's what we're going to do." That's a quote from a story, again, by my friend Daniel Gallen, based off of a media scrum that I think I was also at around that time of DJ Durkin's first couple of months in the job at Maryland coming into his first season. "The heat makes cowards out of us all." Maryland in 2016 has a decent first year, goes to a bowl game, starts the year in 2017 with a very famous win at Texas. There would actually be another one of those wins the following year. Still kind of incredible to look back on that Maryland played a home and home against Texas and won both games. But the 2017 season after the Texas game does not go very well. Maryland winds up clunking their way to a 4-8 season and finding itself kind of looking for a spark heading into 2018, which is going to be Durkin's third year on the job. On the afternoon of May 29th, 2018, Maryland is having a conditioning workout on the practice fields on campus in College Park. And an offensive lineman named Jordan McNair, who had been in the program for a year already, collapses at this practice. This had come on the heels of a series of field length sprints. It had been a pretty hot day, low 80s or so, in the very humid DMV. If you've ever lived there or visited DC in the spring or summer, you know what I'm talking about with that humidity. And Jordan McNair suffered heat stroke at this workout. And about 2 weeks later, on June 13th, after a fight for his life in a hospital in Baltimore, Jordan McNair died. For a few weeks after that, even for a few months after that, I think the story of Jordan McNair's death is talked about mostly as tragedy and not travesty, if you know what I mean. Of course, it was awful and devastating for the players, the coaches, the university community, most of all for his family. But it's not, at this point in June of 2018, really talked about as a massive institutional fuck up that killed this player. People are asking questions, people are wondering, but I think the prevailing narrative and thought at this time is a horrible thing happened here. And, you know, we want to figure out what happened, but we're predominantly just feeling for everybody associated with this program. But reporters for ESPN were working this story very hard at the time. And on August 10th of 2018, about 2 months after Jordan McNair's death, ESPN published a report. And the money phrase here, the two words that got the most attention and turned out to really drive things forward here, were the toxic culture that ESPN reported existed within DJ Durkin's program at Maryland. It was kind of a bombshell report, the type that very quickly moves the prevailing narrative around the institution's role, Maryland's role in McNair's death, and ultimately spurs some action.